show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Fade.
I'm just grateful that I wasn't born Rossi.
Preeti Malik.
There's nothing more satisfying than picking those blackheads off my husband's back.
And Big Rossi.
I was stuck in the Antarctic with you, Chris. I would wear your underwear.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Thank you so much. You bring us so much energy and happiness every day. We love you guys.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Good morning, UAE. Just gone 6:05 on your Monday morning with me, Eddie, Preeti, and Big Rossi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are we? I had a dream last night.
What?
I went to Donald Trump's house for a party.
Was it a good party?
I was hanging out with his son. It was actually quite good. Yeah, there was lots of like family members there.
Yeah,
it was massive.
Did you meet Ivanka?
No.
He had
a new wife.
What?
But that's not his wife. That's his daughter. Melania's his wife.
Melania, yeah, no, he had a new wife.
Oh.
I was hanging out with his son. His son.
Oh,
was
wow.
Like a party animal.
Is this a sign of some sort or something?
He was right up. And you were in it as well.
Really?
I told you and you were disappointed that that was there.
So imagine
honestly.
If in the next 2 weeks, everyone please remember this conversation. If it's announced, or actually this year.
Yeah.
If it's ever announced that Donald Trump and Melania have gotten a divorce.
Yeah.
Rossi called it.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
He had a premonition and it's because of him.
Well, either that or I need to stop eating cheese before I go to bed, I think.
Why does that happen to you every time you eat cheese?
Monchigo cheese.
It was just some type of cheese in my dinner, I think. Set me off on the old dreams.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's renowned for making you have dreams cheese.
Interesting.
But I tell you what, I think you should eat that cheese more often. Because you actually had a good sleep.
Not really. I was waking up a lot.
Yeah, doesn't that mean that you're in a deep sleep if you're dreaming?
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Like, it's vivid.
Because normally you're restless and you can't sleep and you have to, like, use your mask and everything because you have sleep apnea.
Oh, thanks, Eddie.
Yeah.
That's barrel.
Have you been using your mask? Let's check in with Big Rossi. Have you been using your mask to sleep?
No.
Why? You can't complain about no sleep.
I didn't notice a difference. With it, really.
But you didn't. I feel like you didn't give it a fair chance.
I have.
You didn't.
Well, I was trying for a long time. Well, let's see. I'll keep going for you, Preeti. How were you, anyway?
I'm doing great. I went for a bike ride and crashed into the wall. It was awesome.
How does that happen?
Well, it happens because it's the first time I rode in about 3 weeks. And I forgot where the brake is. I forgot how to turn. Lost my balance. Lack of practice. Crashed into the wall. It was fun.
How cute is it that you can ride the supermarket on your bike, though? You're loving it?
Yeah, well, to be fair, I did walk the bike to the supermarket for most of the journey.
Yeah.
But I made it.
I mean, that bike is still in the studio from last week. I thought you would have taken that home. That's perfect. I should. It's got a basket on and everything.
Well, considering that I'm on a mission to wreck the one that I have, I may need a second one. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah. Hey, listen, did you hear the secret sound? It went off. They figured it out.
Yeah.
So that means we have a brand new Virgin Radio BMW secret sound for you coming up just after 8, and yes, with a clue as well. Your pop quiz returns at 7:10 as
Whose show did it go in? Maz and James's?
Guess.
Brent.
Yeah.
Again.
Guys, we need to make sure we get a winner on our show, okay? So when we say the clues and everything, really try hard.
Yeah.
Because we want to do the winner. That's
all. We do.
That's all I want to say.
Well, okay. Let's get the show started then, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? I got told yesterday, you know about these Adidas shoes, right?
Yeah.
It's the saga that continues.
Well, apparently I had two pairs to give away.
Are you kidding me? And you only gave away one?
Yeah.
And it took you 6 months to give away one?
So what do you think we should do?
You need to give away the second.
Should we do it now? Or?
No, because you'll get in big trouble for that.
Maybe I'll check and we'll do it tomorrow.
Yes, that's better.
But if you want to be in the running.
No, that is a lie. Don't listen to Rossi.
No, but tomorrow we might give them away. Let me check. And then maybe we'll give them away tomorrow. But let's practice now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Give us a call, 0487155444. We want to see how you sound. And then tomorrow you might be in the running.
Someone's going to get in trouble.
Wait.
waking you up
every morning.
Get up!
The Chris Fade Show's awake at 6:08.
Awake at 6:08.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Powered by Adidas Ultra Boost 21. Introducing incredible energy return with Adidas Ultra Boost 21. Available in stores and online now.
Sean, why are you up so early this morning, my friend?
I went playing Monopoly at my boss's house, so I'm on my way back to my apartment. That's what I'm doing now.
You're okay, playing Monopoly.
What?
Wow. Was it the Dubai version, was it?
Yeah, it was the Dubai version. It's quite difficult to differentiate between pounds and money they have over there. So it was quite good, though. It was quite good.
Is there a reason why Monopoly went on until 6 o'clock in the morning without saying anything that would get you in trouble?
No, I don't know. It was a clean Monopoly. Don't worry. It was very good.
Did you win?
It was very good. Yeah. I was the banker, so I took a lot of money without even knowing. Don't worry. So you didn't know. I was a designated banker, so it was quite good.
What do you do, actually? Like, what's your job?
I'm a telecoms engineer. I build towers. Telecom towers. I'm one that makes everyone has their I make everyone have their reception on their phones.
Oh, that's cool.
That's really cool. So now, you're up at about now. Are you going to go to work? That's the question.
I'm going to go to work. I work in Dubai on and off. So I'm in Dubai, Oman, Kuwait. I just want to show you guys what I did over the weekend, which was quite interesting for me. That was why.
What'd you do?
I woke up yesterday at 6 a.m. I went to Ra's Al Khaimah. I went to do the sky tour and the zip lining.
Uh-huh.
Then when I did that, when I was done, I drove down back to Skydive Dubai.
Oh my!
To do a skydive all yesterday.
What? And then you played Monopoly. What a day for Sean.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Get some rest, man. We need our cell phone and data and all that stuff to work properly. So get some rest. Get to work.
It definitely will. I'm a big fan of you guys. I mean, you've kept me alive in Dubai. I mean, thanks a lot. I mean, I appreciate all the messages and everything you guys do on your show. It's really good. Really good one.
Cheers, mate. Well, thank you for calling this morning and be safe, yeah?
I will. And I hope you're getting along with your new cat, yeah? Or you can get a missus, the dog, yeah?
Wow, you're listening.
I was listening to you guys all yesterday. I was just laughing, yeah? Like, you want to spend that money on a dog. I'm a dog person, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care why people love cats. I don't know why people get cats. I'm a dog person all day.
I feel you, Sean.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
You can have my wife if you want.
Hey!
I'm also a big cyclist, so I don't know how she forgets where the brake system of the bike is. I'm still trying to figure out. Sean,
I only learned how to ride a bike 3 weeks ago. Give me a break here. Come on.
3 weeks ago? I don't know. The brakes are just right in front of you, but I'm not going to judge you. Don't worry.
I can feel the judging through the tone. Sean, you're awesome. I love your energy. Have an amazing, amazing day. Go skydive.
Have a beautiful week, guys. Take care.
Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip. So some sad news to kick off with, unfortunately. Former UK Big Brother contestant Nikki Graham has passed away. Now, I didn't really watch the show, Rossi, but you were telling me that she was quite popular when she was on the show back in 2006. It was the seventh season.
Yeah, she was very popular. Like, Liz, for instance, used to love her. She was very dramatic. She was funny to watch, you know. It was sad at the time because she used to have these sort of, like, breakdowns, but, like, it was like funny to watch, but like she was in on the joke as well.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
So we were laughing at her. Like she was sort of.
You were laughing with her.
Yeah.
With her. Now, if you don't know, I think this is one of the most iconic ones, the Who Is She episode.
Mm.
Who is she? Who is she? Who is she? Where did you find her? I can feel the venom pouring out of me as I breathe.
Which is very, very dramatic. Yeah. But unfortunately, the 38-year-old had been battling an eating disorder and had reportedly been at a private hospital throughout her life. Nikki had checked into more than a dozen centers in an effort to beat anorexia. She's written two books about it. She's really struggled throughout her life last week when she was in the hospital, her mom came out to say that COVID had a big impact on her because the gyms were shut. That relationship with food was really difficult with her. She was scared to eat because she thought if she can't exercise, she's going to gain weight, which is such a tough situation to be in. So
it's so sad, isn't it?
It's so sad.
And it's so telling of this time period as well, you know?
Yeah, but obviously she's battled this her whole life and just, I don't know what happened behind the scenes, but our thoughts go to 38-year-old Nikki Graham for that. Now, a few days ago, I was talking to you about the Mrs. World Sri Lanka pageant and how there was controversy. So there was a woman by the name of Pushpika Da Silva who was announced as the winner, but then the crown was snatched
off her head
by the reigning Mrs. World and put onto another person's head, claiming that Pushpika is divorced. How can she win Mrs. World? It was a big drama. And now Mrs. World Caroline Drury, the woman who snatched the crown, has finally come out to say, yes, I will give up the crown to Pushpika. There was a big misunderstanding, and I apologize.
Who was the one who was crowned?
No, the one who snatched the crown.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's the reigning Miss World, so she has to give up the crown.
There was a misunderstanding, so she was wrong, basically.
Well, the pageant organizers say, no, everything is fine. She is the rightful winner. Pushpika is the rightful winner, and she deserves it. So no idea what's going on between them. They must know each other, and everyone thinks it's like a personal vendetta. That's what happened. It was like a personal thing.
What right has that lady got to snatch it off her head anyway?
It's
got
to be the adjudicators who make that decision.
Anyway.
Insane. And finally, part two of the 2021 BAFTAs took place. Nomadland came out the winner on top, taking home four, including Best Director for Chloe Zhao. This makes her only the second woman to win Best Director in the BAFTAs 53-year history. Sir Anthony Hopkins won Best Actor for The Father 27 years after his last BAFTA win. Isn't that insane?
Wow.
Yeah.
And finally, this is the best award speech you will hear today. Yoo Jung-yoon, who won Best Supporting Actress for Minari.
Thank you so much for this award. Every award is meaningful, but this one, especially recognized by British people, known as very snobbish people, and they approve me as a good actor. So I'm very, very privileged and happy. And thank you so much. Thank you for the voter who bought me. Thank you very much, BAFTA. Very much.
What was that?
She's the greatest. She's going to be, I'm telling you, she's going to win every award this season. I can't wait for her Oscar speech because it's going to be even better.
I love it.
She's so cute. And that is that.
Awesome.
Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Time for one of Chris Fade's prank calls. We do miss them. He will be back on Sunday, though.
Yes.
Hopefully, he'll have some more prank calls in his suitcase with him from LA.
Does he bring them from there, does
he? That's where he gets them from, yeah.
Yep.
So this was good. This was when he played a cheesy game show host. So basically himself.
What are you saying?
And he called up random numbers and had to get people to name 31 flavors in 31 seconds. It was good, wasn't it,
Prue? Yes, it was pretty funny. Have a listen.
Help me help you?
Yes, hello. This is Fred right here from 31flavors.com. If you can name me 31 flavors in 31 seconds, you'll walk away with 31,000. Your time begins right now.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
How do you know who it is? How did you know it was me?
Because, of course, you're my favorite.
Oh, I love you.
We love you, plush tanning center.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, beautiful. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah, yeah. Bye.
Thank you for calling. Can I help you?
Yes, this is Frederick from 31 Flavors. If you can name me 31 flavors in 31 seconds, you'll walk away with a prize. Your time starts right now. Oh. Are we going to get anyone to do this?
Let's go again.
Okay, go again, go again.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. This is Frederick calling up from 31 Flavors. If you can name me 31 flavors in 31 seconds, you'll walk away with a great prize. Your time starts now. And 20 seconds left. 10. You're nearly there, come on. And there it is, 3. Oh! Unfortunately, you didn't get it there. Thank you, though.
I don't understand either.
Alrighty. Well, that's another episode of 31 Flavors in 31 Seconds. Have a great day.
Come on. Come on. There's got to be one person that's going to give this a go. Woo!
Good morning.
Yes, hello. This is Frederick calling you from 31 Flavors. If you can name me 31 Flavors in 31 seconds, you walk away with a prize. Your time begins right now.
Hello?
Yes. Oh, we've got a new contestant on the line right now. This is Frederick from 31 Flavors. You can name me 31 Flavors in 31 seconds. You walk away with a fantastic prize. Your 31 seconds begins right now.
Wait a second. Is this a Virgin Radio?
It's not going to work. How you doing, bro? It's Chris Fade. How are you?
Hey, man. I recognize your voice.
Yeah.
We just can't do it anymore.
Damn.
There is a new initiative that has been launched yesterday in the UAE. Now, obviously, the holy month of Ramadan is upon us this week. Mm-hmm. It could be tomorrow, they're saying, right, Eddie? Yeah. Or it could be Wednesday.
Yeah, tomorrow or day after tomorrow.
We'll find out this evening.
Yeah.
And if you remember last year, there was a campaign in the country that was started called the 10 Million Meals Campaign.
I remember it, yeah. They lit up the Burj Khalifa, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. It was a big deal, and it was hugely successful. And to kind of scale that up, in this holy month of Ramadan, we now have the 100 million meals campaign.
Wow.
Yeah, which is amazing. His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai, made the announcement on his official Twitter account yesterday. And His Highness is just calling on businesses, different companies, humanitarians, just the public to donate to help those in need. And what this campaign will do, if you didn't know about the 10 million meals campaign in the first place, the 100 million meals campaign is going to help provide food to people in 20 countries across the Middle East, Asia, and Africa. It's going to deliver parcels of essential food items that can enable families to prepare meals for one full month.
That's great.
And every one dirham that you donate secures a meal. Mm-hmm. So there are different ways that you can make the donations.
Yeah.
They've got the website. You can do bank transfers. You can call. You can email. Or the easiest way is the text message. If you remember, we did this last year.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you send meal to 1034, you donate 10 meals. If you, you know, and it goes on and on. If you send meal to 1035, you donate 50 meals for 50 dirhams. So, one meal is one dirham. So you can donate as much as you like. You can donate by text up to 500 dirhams worth of meals. So huge. 100 million meals campaign.
Yeah. It's great, isn't it? What the country's doing. Fantastic.
Absolutely. Always there. So, hey, the holy month of Ramadan starting this week.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
And I bet, like, knowing the country, how amazing people are, we're going to surpass that number.
Yes, 100%.
Most definitely.
There is no doubt in my mind when a goal like this is given to, you know, the public and the residents of the UAE.
Yeah.
We're right there. It's such a community. Yeah. We're like, you want 100 million? We'll give you 200 million. So I am confident that this campaign is going to be successful.
Money. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Limited period interest rate of 2.5% per month. Apply and get a free staycation at the Rixos Premium JBR. T's and C's apply.
Thousands of people are trying to get on the Chris Fade Show's Pop Quiz right now. And the computer this morning has chosen Zainab. Good morning, Zainab.
Good morning.
How are you, Zainab? What are you doing?
I am on the school run.
Oh, she's on the school run.
Nice. Yeah. How many kids are in the back there?
I've got three in the back. Say good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning. Your mum is about to smash the pop quiz, guys. Get ready. She's going to do it.
I hope so, guys.
A lot of pressure there, Zainab.
You're on my side. I'm from New York. I'm one of your people. You pray for me today.
Oh, you're a fellow New Yorker. Where are you from in New York?
I'm in the Bronx, Riverdale.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh.
Is that where Jenny from...
I love hearing you.
That's where Jenny from the block was from, wasn't it?
Correct. She's
Jennifer Lopez.
Close.
She's in the Bronx. We're at least we got that going, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's amazing. How long have you been in the UAE for?
17 years now.
Wow.
Mm, wow.
Wow, that's a long time.
I'm part of the furniture, yeah.
Yeah, you're part of the furniture. I like it. Have you discovered good bagels here yet?
No, but they've just been bringing some in, so everything bagel I can't find except this.
Okay,
purple.
Let me tell you right now.
Oh, here's the endorsement. Here's the endorsement.
I am not paid to do this.
Here we go.
This is just from a fellow New Yorker to another, because I understand. You guys understand, like having a good bagel in the morning is the way we live our life. If we don't have a good bagel, it's not going to happen. And an everything bagel in specific. So. Okay. Go to the bagel yard. Yeah. They don't call it the everything bagel, but they have something that is pretty similar. You will enjoy it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. This weekend. Yay.
Okay, now
if
that
the bagel yard is listening, sign up pretty much.
Yeah, because I fully buy all your bagels.
She's always in there. It's by my house, not far from my house, that.
Okay, Rossi.
I still haven't been, but I will do.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, enough of bagels.
Yes, let's get to this right now. Zainab, I got the 10 questions in front of me. You know the drill. You got to say pass if you don't know the answer. Hopefully, if there's enough time, we'll come back to it. And maybe we can get you 10,000 dirhams cash.
Whoop. Okay, cool.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Deep breath. Here we go. Zainab, your 60 seconds on the pop quiz starts now. What is the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok.
Blackburn Rovers play which sport?
I'm going to say hockey.
In terms of awards, what does EMA stand for?
Pass.
Jared Leto is the singer of which band?
20 Seconds to Mars.
Kevin Peterson plays which sport?
Baseball.
Wyclef Jean was once a member of which group?
The Fugees.
Who sings the songs Hit Me Baby One More Time and Crazy?
Oh, Britney.
In what year did Amy Winehouse pass away?
Oh, God.
Say pass.
2008.
Who sings the songs Driver's License and Deja Vu?
Driver's License. Pass.
Samsung was started in which country?
Korea.
Blackburn Rovers play which sport?
Football.
Can we give that last one?
Yeah.
We'll give it to you.
Yay!
Zainab, you got 500 dirhams!
Yay!
Yay!
50% right.
Good job. That was great. There were some tough ones in there today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go through what you got wrong. So EMA stands for Europe Music Awards.
Yeah. Well, European we would have accepted.
Jared Leto, you had it right. Why'd you change it to 20? It was 30 seconds to Mars.
Sugar, damn it.
Kevin Peterson is not a baseball player. He's a cricket player. Amy Winehouse passed away in 2011. Olivia Rodrigo sings Driver's License. We just played the song, and that's what you got wrong. So 500 dirhams. Well done, Zainab.
Thank you. My daughter's going to kill me. She listened to 30 Seconds to Mars, and she was just singing that song.
Oh, no.
I switched it up.
Pretend like you got that one right, okay? Just and say you got another one wrong. Just pretend.
Okay.
Yeah.
And don't give her any money.
Zainab, you were amazing.
Thanks a lot, guys.
It was a pleasure talking to you, and enjoy the bagels.
Bagel yard, yeah.
Okay. Go enjoy it.
Thanks.
I got us in the mood for bagels, please.
Yes, I know.
This is Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
So, J-Lo's ring is missing. It's a $1.8 million engagement ring, and
how?
No one can seem to find it.
Not in LA, is it, again?
But it wasn't stolen. Here's the deal.
Okay.
Fans are getting concerned because she hasn't been spotted wearing her ring from Alex Rodriguez in any of her recent photos. She's shooting a movie in the Dominican Republic. If you remember a little while ago, There was a brief moment where the world thought that her and Alex had broken off their engagement, had broken up.
Well,
but then A-Rod flew down to Dominican Republic and they made up.
Okay.
Remember?
Yeah, there was messaging on. Yeah, he was messaging someone else.
Yeah, that was like a rumor that everyone was associating with, but everyone thought that this relationship was over. Now, she's been posting several photos, but no ring in sight. But here's what I think. She's posting photos from the set of the movie. In the movie, she's not going to be wearing her actual engagement ring. It's going to be in a safe somewhere.
Makes sense.
Because she's playing a character. But, you know, everyone likes
but
to make something.
But would you even wear, like, an expensive ring like that all the time?
Well, it's your engagement ring, yes.
$1.8 million on your hands.
I mean, she's got security around her 24-7. This woman does not walk around without a security guard. Let's be real. It's J-Lo, you know? Like, she would not be walking down into a pharmacy by herself.
Well, we saw the evidence when she came to the UAE, right? Like the amount of security.
Yeah, but she needs it. She needs it. She's Jenny from the block. Especially
when I'm here. Yeah.
Andy Cohen is getting ready to host the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion special. The Bravo host says it's going to be similar to his Real Housewives reunions, which is amazing because those are super dramatic and everyone always gets into a fight. And nothing is going to be off limits. The series finale of Keeping Up the Kardashians will be airing this summer. Andy Cohen was speaking to SiriusXM about the reunion. This is what he had to say.
I've spoken to Kim a few times. I've said to her, look, if we're going to do this, we have to do it right. Like, I need to go there. And she's like, no, that's what we want. That's what we like about you. We want to go there. We want to do this. Mm. And I have to say, anytime that they've appeared on Watch What Happens Live, there has been no restriction surrounding their appearance.
So there you go. It's going to be no hold. I mean, although it's the fireworks? Kardashians. Yeah, maybe. Well, you know, Andy really does get into those juicy questions that everyone wants answers to.
Mm. Yeah.
So you can guarantee it's going to be Kanye stuff. It's going to be sister stuff.
But who do you think would go up against each other?
Like, I don't think
Kim go up against Kourtney.
I don't think it's going to be up against each other. It's more about actually talking about all the things that have happened to them over the years, but they've kind of skirted around the issues.
Okay.
I didn't even know the show. Is it a late night show?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
No, Andy Cohen's show.
Yeah. Watch What Happens Live. He's a Bravo host. So on Bravo, you've got all the Real Housewives, all those shows. So he always hosts all those.
Oh, right. And that's
specials.
Where the Kardashians, is it there or is it still on E?
It's on E, but he's just going to be hosting that special, which is going to be exciting.
We'll look out for that one.
And finally, the stylist who prepped Janet Jackson's look for her 2004 Super Bowl appearance with Justin Timberlake says the malfunction, that wardrobe malfunction, was planned. Apparently, Justin pushed for it in an attempt to outdo the VMA's performance by Britney, Madonna, and Christina Aguilera, which was very controversial.
Yeah.
Now, his name is Wayne Scott Lucas. He says, quote, I wouldn't call it a wardrobe malfunction in a million years. It was the most functioning wardrobe in history. As a stylist, it did what it was intended to do. He said originally, Justin was supposed to step on the back of Janet's dress for something else to happen, but they changed the look and this is what it ended up with. Now, this is according to the stylist. I don't know if he's got like a vendetta against Justin or not, but that's what he's saying.
Well, that moment changed a lot in the media industry, didn't it?
Yes.
In America.
Like, it was a huge moment, and Justin recently came out to actually apologize to Janet Jackson for the way she was treated after that incident. It was, you know, she was blamed for it all, and Justin was like, oh yeah, it's fine.
And he ignored her in a way.
Yeah, he ignored it in a way.
So there could be some truth to what this guy's saying.
There could be some truth, who knows?
There you go. Always juicy, pretty Malik. Hit us with the tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Can you identify the original?
Oh, yeah. It's the sample game.
Well, it's not can you identify the original, it's can you identify the new song. So I'm going to play you the original song, which the new song that most of the time we're playing on Virgin has been sampled from.
Okay.
Do you understand? So,
got it.
Yeah. So
like for a song that we're playing right now, you may or may not know has come from a song in the past.
Correct, pretty. Such a good explanation. That's right. Why you're paid the big bucks.
That's right, to explain your game.
Okay, yes. So I'll play an old song. You have to tell me the new song that we're
ready to go. Are we working together?
Yes.
Ready, he said yes.
Because, you know, I'm not good at these games.
Actually, no, go head to head.
Head to head.
Come
on. Okay, go.
Go head to head. All right, kill that music for me because I'm going to play number one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Old song number one. tell me the new song that samples this.
Eddie
is in there.
Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
What's his original song? The one he came up with, the first one.
I need the full title. I'm going to have to rush you here. I need the full title.
I know it's Lil Nas X. The name of the song escapes me.
Come on, mate. You know it.
I'm going to grab my horse to the Old Town Road.
There you go. Good job. Take my horse
to the Old Town Road. Well done. I'm gonna ride till I can't. You see how nice Pretty Malik is there? She's not competitive. She congratulated you. Did you see that? All right, here we go. Next one. Tell us the new song
Chris.
That samples this.
Oh, what is this?
This is genuine.
I know. Oh, I know this song.
Come on, guys.
I know this.
Brand new song out at the moment.
Yeah.
Well,
I know the song.
Eddie, we're failing miserably.
No?
Is this...
Come on, Eddie.
Jason Derulo?
Nope.
No.
Not Jason Derulo.
Is... wrong. Sorry, I'm pressing the buttons.
Wait.
Great.
It is.
I actually told you guys about this song last week.
Yes, you did. You said it. You're the one who told us it samples Genuine.
Come on, Eddie. You can do it. The man is no longer with us.
Pop Smoke. What You Know About Love.
What You Know About Love.
There we go. That's right. What You Know About Love.
Okay. That's interesting.
Correct. Well done. All right. Next one. Here we go. Tell us the new song that samples this one.
Breathe.
Yes.
Black Eyed Peas.
Yes.
Pump It.
Correct. That is right. Well done. Here's the new one. Go. Okay, so what's that now? Did you get that Pop Smoke one as well?
We both kind of got it.
So one.
Yeah. Okay. We did that together. Teamwork makes the dream
one
work.
One more. Yes. Okay, next one. Here we go. Two more to go.
Breathe. Oh. Night. Oh, you want the new one?
Yeah.
Written It Friday. Mufasa Friday. Just said every day.
Written at Nightcrawler's Friday.
Mufasa Friday.
Correct. So who gets that one then?
Well, I said it.
She said it. Give it to her.
Oh, you're so nice. 2-1. Getting beat, Eddie. All right, next one. Last one.
Breathe. Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Levitating? No, it's not levitating. Dua Lipa. Yeah, levitating.
That is incorrect.
It's Dua Lipa, Eddie. I've always been. It's Dua Lipa.
It's Dua Lipa, yeah.
What's the?
You played the Dua Lipa song.
Yeah, I know I did. This is the old one. Sorry, that was my fault. This Dua is Lipa. The old one.
Stop cheating, Eddie.
I'm not cheating.
So that's the old one, right? And that's Lipa. INXS. Need You Tonight. They sample the bass line in this new song here.
I've always been.
This was popular during the pandemic. This one. I've always been the one to say
the first goodbye. I know all these words. What's the name of the song?
Come on. Dua Lipa. And.
Break My Heart.
No.
Yeah.
When it
break my heart.
Yeah.
Break my heart.
Break my heart. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the line is stay at home, remember? Because that's why we were always playing it during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
So none of you get a point for that.
Awesome.
Which means Pretty is victorious and she's the winner.
Congratulations.
Why, thank you, Eddie. I'd like to thank all the people that have created these songs. I'd like to thank Eddie for being a gracious loser and making it a fun competition.
Yeah.
I'd also like to thank Rossi for thinking of these games and putting the effort into it.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's about it.
Awesome. There you go.
So the holy month of Ramadan is kicking off either tomorrow or the day after, right?
Yeah.
It depends on the moon sighting committee
who tonight. Who are meeting up tonight, yeah.
Yes, but now ahead of Ramadan, the government, the media office, has released a list of guidelines that we got to follow during the month of Ramadan. Now, Eddie, you and I were talking about this before the show.
Yeah.
How Ramadan was so different last year.
Yeah, so different.
Right smack in the middle of the pandemic, right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Where things, we just didn't know what was going on. It was a scary time.
Mm-hmm.
this year we're in a better position.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we are in a better position, but I think we still need to be vigilant.
Yes.
Because we're still in a pandemic.
Exactly.
Even though we're expecting that it was going to be so much different and like normal, like how it always is. But yeah, we're still in a pandemic, so we have a lot of precautions we still need to follow.
Yeah.
And I think the government gave us some...
Yes. So here's some rules to remember as Ramadan kicks off this week. Hosting or attending large social gatherings, strictly prohibited. Do not do that.
Mm-hmm.
Iftar and suhoor can only be shared by relatives living in the same house. For example, Eddie, I know you have family here, but you can only do iftar and suhoor
with my wife
with your
and
wife
kids.
And kids, and that's it. No one else. Ramadan tents as well as iftar and donation tents, not permitted.
Mm.
Setting up tents and home gatherings like the Ramadan majlises, not prohibited. They're prohibited this year as well. As far as food donations, I know a lot of that happens, and you want to try to do good. We get that. But make sure it's only channeled through the proper organizations in Dubai. Of course, the 100 million meals campaign has kicked off as well. And this is the big one at the mosque. Taraweeh prayers, yes, can happen at the mosque, but you got to follow your social distancing, got to wear the mask, and it cannot exceed 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So those are just some rules to remember during the holy month of Ramadan. We know it's kicking off this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a beautiful time of the year.
Yeah.
It's a little bit better than last year where we're at, but we still got to be careful, as Eddie said.
Yeah, we just have to be a little bit more patient.
Yeah.
Hopefully next year, this time around, things are going to be much, much better.
Yeah,
they are going to be much better. So just, you know, keep sticking to it. Keep wearing those masks. And hopefully next year will be a completely different story.
Do you enjoy it, Eddie? Or is it really tough?
No.
Like fasting? You enjoy it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Like I'm now used to it now. So, you know, like in the beginning when I was young, when I was like really young, when I started off, obviously it was tough and, you know, trying to get yourself used to the fact of fasting, not eating, drinking. But then now it's just like a piece of cake.
Wow.
Yeah.
like I admire you, how you can do it. It's just amazing.
You should try doing it one.
I was thinking about like doing, so I always say this every year.
You do.
My trainer is, he's going to basically abstain from something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like he's not going to do something like go out to parties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you get my gist, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking about doing the same thing, like just for Ramadan and stuff like that, and see how I go.
Yeah, like if you can do intermittent fasting, then you can literally fast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
All right. We'll check your news and weather next, and a chance to win that brand new BMW.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
This is crazy. Bad Bunny is now a WWE wrestler.
What?
He made his debut at WrestleMania, and he won.
No way.
Wow.
So WrestleMania is always star-studded, right? Like there's always guest appearances. Like BB Rexha was performing, which is amazing. But then Bad Bunny teamed up with Damian Priest to do a tag team match versus The Miz and John Morrison. And Bad Bunny won.
Apparently he had really, really good ring skills.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. That's legit.
No, it's legit. So he started training in January. He's a huge WWE fan. He's performed at WWE events before. And at that time, The Miz had offered to team up with him and he said no. So now he went against The Miz. And maybe this is the new career for Bad Bunny.
Wow.
Maybe.
Forget music. It's all about the wrestling. Vin Diesel's neighbor is not happy with him. They claim that the presence of the actor's large security team in their private gated community is abusive and absurd. He's been renting an apartment in the Dominican Republic. And the neighbors there say our community is so safe. No one comes in. There's no need for this extra large security buildup with all these cars. They claim that these security guards interrogate the neighbors. They block the streets. They will stop people from riding their bicycles, even kids.
Oh.
Like, they're just wreaking havoc in the neighborhood. Vin Diesel has not responded to the reports yet, but he's being a bad neighbor. And finally, Olivia Rodrigo, her first single was about getting her driver's license.
Yeah.
But coming, with... What do they say? With great responsibility. No, with great power.
Power comes get responsibility.
Well, with a driver's license comes parking tickets. Olivia Rodrigo has gotten her first parking ticket. She says it's not all fun and games. Oh, here we are.
Wow, then you learn the hard way.
Absolutely.
Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home friend.
We're talking bad neighbors, Vina. Tell us.
Hi. So I had these neighbors and we just put up Diwali lights.
Yeah.
We woke up next morning, they were on the door and we found all the lights smashed and on the floor.
No way.
Yeah, it was
shocking, and it's so clear in my head. It happened like 6-7 years ago, but I don't think I can ever forget that. It was a hazard more than even disrespect, you know.
It was
like a hazard to people around because they were all glass lights.
Did you ever confront your neighbor?
I mean, there were many kids in the neighborhood. It's like a villa community, so I don't know really who did it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you still live in the same area?
Oh, we do, but I mean, I think they did. I did inform the security, so there's been more sort of patrolling, and they've sort of sent out flyers saying, you know, you have to respect whatever's around. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry about that. You put your Diwali lights up, Veena. You don't worry about nobody. Make it nice and pretty.
Yeah.
So now I put it on the top, like on the windows on top of the house, like rather than at the bottom. I don't put them at the bottom anymore because if they shatter them, a little child, it could be a hazard.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we stopped that. We put it out of reach. Unfortunately.
Well, listen, thank you for your call. And when's Diwali? When's Diwali, Prissy?
Later on this year. At the end of the year.
Hopefully you have a nice, happy Diwali this year, all right?
We're going to take...
Thank you so much.
Good morning, Daniela. How are you?
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Tell us your story.
So I will start with letting you know that I'm a big fan of Christmas. It's my celebration that I love and I just go over the top. So one year I traveled to UK and I found this beautiful reindeer and I needed to have it. Christmas came in Dubai, I hang it on outside of my door in a building. 2 days after, the security guys came and say that neighbors complain of my reindeer on the door.
Oh.
Seems like it was too scary for them.
that Bambi, she's terrible. It's very scary, a reindeer. Why are they scared of a reindeer?
I don't know.
What is happening?
Did you take it down, Daniela?
Yes, I took it down. I didn't want to upset anybody. So I put something else, but I took off the reindeer. And now every Christmas, it's on the inside of the door just for me to enjoy my reindeer.
Aww. Well, Daniela, you enjoy that reindeer, okay? I want you to this Christmas post up the photo and tag us. I want to see it, okay?
Yes, I will, for sure.
Have a great day.
You probably could have got it from Dragon Mart, though, you know. You didn't have to go all the way to England to get it.
Maybe. Actually, I saw one after I got it from England. I saw one in Dubai.
Oh, gosh.
A very similar one, yeah.
I bet you it was quite clunky in the old suitcase as well, wasn't it? But thank you so much, Daniela. Have a great day.
The same, guys. Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye. What a lovely story. Fadil, how are you, mate? Fadil, are you there? Fadil.
Hi, how are you? Good morning, everyone.
I hope that's how you say your name. Is it Fadil?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, okay.
What's
just
your
a bit better than the one who's taking my call.
Oh, really? Nala. Tut.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us your story about bad neighbors, Fadil.
Yeah, so actually, before 1 year, my little sister was in her last grade in high school. She was studying for her exam. And apparently one of our neighbors, they got engaged or something. They kept doing music for 5 or 6 days in a week.
Oh my God.
So I went, good for them. But, you know, people have exams and have work. What to do, man? So I went personally to them. I told them, please, can you put the music down?
Yeah.
They just shut the door and nothing happened on my face.
So rude.
Wow. What did you do after that?
Yeah, so I just called the magic number, 999.
Yes!
And did the party stop then?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. After 15 minutes and never again.
Good work, Fadil. See, that's the thing. Like, if you're living in an apartment complex or like a villa community, whatever it is, if you're going to have a gathering, I remember growing up, every weekend, my parents would have like a party in the apartment. Mm. Loads of people coming over, music loud.
Really?
So what my dad would do is go to our next door neighbors and say, guys, we're having a party this evening. Mm. You are welcome to join if you would like, but we're just going to let you know that it might be a little bit noisy until this time. If it gets to be a problem, let me know.
That's very respectful, pretty.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I should do. When was the last time the door stayed fully closed whilst you were on the toilet in a family house, Eddie?
Always.
Always? Your kids don't come in there?
Nope. Always closed.
Wow. Yeah. You get privacy. This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Why do you not get any privacy?
This is something that usually... Chris is the same. Everyone is in there sometimes when you're on the toilet.
Really?
Yeah, this is what you've got to look forward to, pretty. It's
interesting.
It's
very strange.
So you don't lock the door?
I do lock the door sometimes, but like they'll come and bang on the door and
you open it,
want my attention or something
because it's like urgent.
But yes, they'll have some problem and they need to open
the problem. Will be like, I can't find the red crayon.
Can't open this. Blah de blah.
The doors get that as well. My son Haitham always on the door, knocking on the door. Baba, yeah. Baba, yeah. I just can you do this for me? I'm like, wait.
Does he wait? Does he like wait?
Then
patiently?
He'll just wait outside the door.
Yeah. Meanwhile, 1.5 hours later, Eddie comes out.
So as you guys know, I moved recently, right? We did it this weekend.
Yeah.
And as we were kind of getting ready to do the move on moving day on Friday, mm-hmm. I said to Jeff, "Hey, grab the things that we need as a necessity: keys, chargers, you know, electronic, whatever it is,
yeah.
So that we don't have to look around for a box to find it. Because mm-hmm. even though you label the boxes, you got to search around, look through, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, just give it to me or put it in a bag so that we have it on us and we're good to go. What does my dear husband do?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the car keys?
No. Where are they? Where did they go?
Not just one set of car keys. Both set of car keys he put in an open box and just left it in the living room as the movers and packers are doing their thing.
No.
And he goes, "Don't worry, I told the guy not to pack it." I'm like, what are you saying? Their aim is to get in and get out.
Yeah.
Whatever they see, they pack and they put it in a box and it's ready to go. And so as we're getting ready, now we're getting ready to leave. They've been packing for hours.
Yeah.
It's finally time. We have to drive to the new place and we have the keys to the new house. So they have to wait for us.
Yeah.
Where are the keys? Where are the car keys?
They're not packed off in a truck.
They are packed off in some box somewhere.
Head into your apartment.
Like,
car stuck at home.
We have no idea where it is. So, you know when you know you've done something wrong, but you don't want to let off how much of a problem it is yet? So he looks at me with a smile like, "Oh, I put the keys there. It's not there anymore." The smile. And I'm like, "What do you mean you put the keys there? It's not there anymore." I was like, "Where do you think it went? It's obviously packed away in a box." He's like, nah, it's fine. I told the guy. Told my guy. My guy will have them. Oh, I said, "Okay, where are my set of keys?" I said, "You said you're going to handle it. Where are mine?" Yeah. No, both of them. I was like, we go. So now I'm sitting in the hallway of our old apartment, just sitting. And I'm like, "Preeti, don't get involved because you're going to get angry.
Just calm down.
At least 45 minutes went by. They had to stop their work and go around with Jeff to all the boxes
and open
in that
them.
Area to see where the keys could have been.
No way.
Eventually, thank you to the movers, because the dude was like, "Oh, yes, the keys, I remember."
Yeah.
And found the box that they were in, and we eventually moved. But the panic that Jeff must have felt for the 45 minutes, the man has probably never felt in his entire life.
I don't think he's, I mean, that was his one job. And got it messed up.
And you know, it's like I've reminded him several times, anything that's important or urgent, keys, whatever it is, just keep it in a separate bag, not in a box. The man doesn't listen. Men, listen the first time. It'll save you 45 minutes sitting in a hallway.
The moral of the story, Preeti, next time you do the packing, you do the handle.
Exactly.
That's true, actually. Yeah. It's more work for me, though.
Because if you delegate, uh-uh.
It's not going to happen.
Veg Radio 104.4. It is the Chris Fade Show with me, Eddie, Preeti, and Big Rossi. That's it for us for your Monday morning.
What's the plan for the day, Rossi?
Today is gymnastics. Not for me, don't worry.
It's like, what?
Not
I was
for
like,
me.
Whoa!
Is there something new Rossi started?
Well,
here?
Circus school, Preeti. I'm into it. No, it's like this, circus school for kids, so they're going to be doing this.
So they did
swinging around. It's slightly worrying, actually, because some of it involves a pole, so I'm a bit worried. But it's the first day there, so
Oh, it's first day.
Well, they've moved gym classes.
What do you mean?
They've gone to another one.
Why?
Because we prefer the teacher at the other
Ooh,
one.
Oh,
the vibe. The vibe is better.
Okay, so do they do like trapeze stuff and all that? No.
I think they do, actually. You know that stuff where people roll down sheets? You know, like they...
Yeah.
They hold it and all of that.
My
kids are going to be doing that 5 meters up in the air.
That's going to be so awesome, though, for them. I always wanted to be a gymnast. I remember watching the Olympics one year when I was younger, and they were selling the outfit that the you know, U.S. Olympics gymnastics team was wearing. It was like an American flag leotard, and we got them. Like my dad got them for us, and so we used to walk around the living room doing like the hand movements, pretending we were on the U.S. Olympics gymnastics team.
She was 21.
Yeah. And on that note, we will catch you guys tomorrow.
Catch you later. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.